email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
GGES as a clue for a crossword, an eight-letter word and a four-letter word. Scrambled eggs. Well done, HB. Well done, HB. Our next guest has had a very busy summer. Himself and his band Cast were the special guest act for Oasis for a lot of the summer, so you would have seen them if you were at Crow Park. John Power, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ray. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Now, where were you today earlier on?
I'm still here. I'm doing a photo shoot for LFC. But I've got a little bit of time spare for yourself, you know.
So Liverpool.
Yeah, I'm in Liverpool. I've just arrived in Liverpool.
Right.
I'm doing a little kind of photo shoot for LFC with the heritage gear that the like 1986 clobber, you know.
Right.
Vibe.
Liverpool, yeah. Football Club.
It's a
retro kit, is it?
Say that again. Sorry, Ray.
Is it a retro kit you're wearing?
Yeah, well, it's not a kit. It's just more like sweatshirts and things like that. But I'm doing a little photo.
Brilliant,
shoot for
brilliant.
It. But yeah.
So they lost last night. Anyway, we'll move on swiftly.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, you know what I mean. You've got to play a humble card now and again.
Yes, of course you do. Yeah. Listen, we better get your Irish credentials out of the way. Most recently, you got yourself an Irish passport. But your dad is originally from Waterford. Whereabouts in Waterford? Yeah.
I'm not sure, really. I mean, he just came over to Liverpool when he was seven.
Right.
But his whole family were all from Waterford. He was obviously a power. It's a very common name from Waterford County. I'm an Irish citizen. I always was an Irish citizen, so I found out. And being a Liverpudlian, like being from Liverpool, really, and my generation, everyone I knew, most of the friends and people I grew up with would have an Irish mother or an Irish father, or even both, you know what I mean?
And did you holiday here at all back in the day?
Well, I've been over to Ireland quite a few times.
Yeah.
But my dad, my dad came over to Liverpool when he was about seven. And, you know, like I said, a lot of Irish immigrants from that time, they grew up in Liverpool. So you know, we were Liverpudlians and Scousers, but we knew we had our Irish heritage, and I kind of, you know, just felt like, I mean, I'm very proud to be an Irish citizen. I always felt like, you know, there was something, a part of me, whether that's a romantic side, being a songwriter and a bit of a troubadour stroke poet and all that, you know, it just seemed to make sense in my world. And then also, you know, a kind of being from Liverpool anyway, we have a difficult kind of way of identifying with being English anyway. Well, I do, and a lot of my friends, you know what I mean?
Are you saying you're reluctantly English?
We're Liverpudlian.
Oh, Liverpudlian, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I consider myself, you know, when people ask us, I'm an Irish Liverpudlian, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And why did it take you until into your 50s to get a passport, an Irish passport?
Well, because, you know what? You don't even think about these things, do you? I guess. Oh, well, I didn't, you know. I mean, I was a young, carefree lad running around.
Singing songs.
I mean, I was in the Lars at 19.
Yeah.
I was daydreaming all my life, you know. I think also it came to the fore. My dad got his Irish passport later in life. And then he passed away a few years ago. Oh. And I just thought, like, you know, he'd have been really proud of me, you know, continuing that life.
So I was saying, busy summer, you needed a passport of sorts because you were doing a lot of travelling.
Yeah.
Special guest act with Oasis. So you go back, and Oasis go, well, actually they knew you when you were in the Lars.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's, yeah, I mean, we do have we've had a very kind of meandering history, musical history, from the very early days, you know what I mean? And all the way through, I mean, we got signed. Cast got signed when I left the Lars and got Cast going. Cast got signed after I played demos to Noel when they were doing Supersonic. They said, do you want to support us? And the head of A&R from a record company was at that gig.
Uh-huh.
And so it was all that. We did all the big shows, Nebworth, all the little shows. We did like Loch Lomond and thingy, all the big gigs and festivals with them over the years. And so it was just... I mean, it feels apt that we got asked to open. I mean, the lineup, Cast and Richard Ashcroft and Oasis, a very like working class northern soul, I call it, rock and roll vibe, and it just worked great. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the shows have been I'm still, to be honest with you, we played the last show on Sunday. So I've had a day to kind of just come home and then a day to just sort of go. I mean, you know, I haven't really kind of worked it all out yet. I think I'm still somewhere floating in the ether of the champagne supernova of the whole summer, because it was exceptional. Every single night, everyone who's been just to one show or two are going, it's the best night of their life. Well, it was like that every night.
Wow.
You know, I mean, I did 23 shows with them, and it wasn't like one night was better. It's just that every night in the present time, that was where it was at. But every single show was just stunning. The unity, the sing-alongs, the euphoric vibe was something to kind of to experience, you know. Two nights in Dublin, Croke Park was amazing. I felt really like I was quite moved for that. You know, I dedicated the song Walk Away to my father. I even had the Waterford flag over my amp. I know that might have upset a few people, but I wasn't quite sure whether, you know, I just thought it was just a little gesture that I did, like.
Play a bit of it, will we? Yeah, by your account and by all accounts, it was magical. All the stars were aligned. John.
Yes,
yeah,
it has been. It really was. I mean, I think, you know, I mean, there was something about the time and something about the summer, something about how, you know, the state of the world outside our windows. You know, it's a vicious place and all that. And then all of a sudden, you got this massive, you kind of, as I said, unifying gathering. I mean, I was calling it a happening more than a gig. It wasn't just a gig. We've been to gigs.
Yeah.
We've all experienced a good show and a good gig. This was just wide vista. You know, it had a wide view. It was bigger and had... I've never seen so many people singing their hearts out, having such a really... I mean, maybe the best time of their lives.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still processing whether this was the best summer of my life, you know, and I've had a few summers in my life.
You have. And the other thing was, because you're a Liverpool supporter, you've been to many football games, and because of the pre-sale of merchandise, that must have been special as well, that so many people were dressed in the garb.
Oh, God, you know. I mean, you know, you're talking about like the kind of 90s bucket hats and the whole vibe. Yeah. I mean, it just felt so right. I mean, I've got a special bucket hat that I wore every gig,
right.
You know, and it's like, and it kind of got to the point where it was like, you know, I can't lose that hat now.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know if I'm superstitious. We're all a bit superstitious about little things, you know, and I've got this hat, and it's, I put it away with the kind of combat jacket that I had as well,
right.
You know, and it's like, right. I'll look after that.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get another call in the future. I'll bring it out again.
And,
you know,
and how
I mean?
Did you get the call?
It was. I tell you what, we'd had a new album out. We've got a new album out next year, but we had an album out at Liam aired it, and we did a few shows with Liam about a year before, and then I never thought much of it. Really, there was a lot of kind of whispers going around saying that this band were going to do it or that band were going to do it. And I just kind of kept it in my peripheral vision. I thought, well, maybe we'll get our names in the ads. You know what I mean? Maybe, I don't know how it's going to work. But I'd made my peace and I wasn't expecting it. And we were in Scotland and we were about to go on stage doing a gig with Cast. And Liam started sending out these cryptic sort of social media, Twitters and things saying like, you know, all we need to do now is Cast Away on our magical journey and diddle cast this and all the phones started pinging ding 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 and people were going, have you seen this? And I was going, and that was the first time where I kind of got a few butterflies, because then I thought, like, do you know the way you look across at someone, maybe you fancy and you think, and then when they look back in the old days and you think, oh my God, you know, and you all of a sudden get a bit nervous. So I was thinking, are we in with a shout here? And then I got a call from a number that I didn't recognise. And I don't normally pick up numbers that I don't recognise, you know. Anyway, I just had a feeling, pick it up, son. And I picked it up, and it was Liam and his wife, Debbie, and they were really buzzing and all that, dead excited. And they were like, look, we've just spoke to Noel. You know, we want you to open for us. He said, will you do that? And I was like, are you kidding me, man? Are you kidding me? And it was like a scene from a cop movie where everyone in the dressing room, it just stopped. And they all knew I was on the phone, you know, like to like trace this call moment, like, you know. And I had a brilliant conversation with Liam. He was buzzing his head off. He was singing Sandstorm Down the phone to me, and he was going, we wanted to open with a rock and roll band and da-da-da-da. And we had a great conversation. Anyway, when I finally did hang up, the room just erupted. People were just like, you know. So it was a real moment, you know.
Yeah, because, John, it sounds like the whole thing was life-changing for you.
Yeah, well, it was. I'll tell you what it did, right? Our legacy, you know, it kind of was a nod from our peers, authenticated it, and all of a sudden it was like, you know, here's the biggest band. I mean, because let's not kid ourselves, I don't think any other band, what I've witnessed on this summer tour, I mean, I don't think any other band since the Beatles could have done what I've seen and felt every night. But the point is, like, they're our peers, you know, and they were giving us the nod.
Yeah.
And, you know, what they're saying to everyone else is like, hey, you know, these were around then and they're around now. You know, and they're going to open for us. It doesn't get any better than that.
No.
You know, so there's a lot of people, you know, a new generation on the grassroots level discovering the band cast. But also, you know, we had a lot of success in the day. And through whatever reasons, you know, we split up and we did this and we did certain things. But we're back and we're in the form of our life.
Brilliant.
And, you know, sometimes you just ride the wave and you ride another wave. And this year has been one of those years where every single thing has been aligned. I mean, we've done a new album called Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. It's coming out on January the 30th. All Change, which we're going to tour, and we're coming over to Dublin.
Yes,
on
I
the 29th of this month.
In the three.
At the Olympia.
Yeah, in the Olympia. And then you're up in Limelight in Belfast.
Yeah, in Belfast.
The 30th of October.
The
30th. Yeah, yeah.
But we went back to the States. We got the Oasis. I mean, Liverpool won the league. I walked my daughter down the aisle. I mean, any one of these things that I've just mentioned would have been the biggest events of the year, but they just kept happening.
Brilliant.
We even got a radio hit in Britain, which we had another a song called Poison Vine off the new record, which has P.P. Arnold featured on it.
Oh, P.P. Arnold,
an iconic
So she, I can't. Know, was First Cut is the deepest.
That's right. That's what she's well known for.
Yeah.
But she was in the Iconettes, you know, it's Ike and Tina Turner and all that.
Yeah,
and she's a great. A wonderful woman, wonderful spirit, and a great singer, you know. So, I mean, they're just, I've just that's off the top of me.
Yeah, no, you're, and somebody's been on Jared in Cork. I saw a cast in Cypress Avenue in Cork last November. Great gig. Hope they come back, says Jared in Cork. Well, Jared, they're coming to the Olympia in Dublin, 29th of October. If you don't get there, Limelight in Belfast. Now, you were saying the last gig was over the weekend. We played a clip the other day where Liam, before he introduced Champagne Supernova, said, see you next year.
Yeah.
Well,
he did. I was there. I was watching it. And I heard everyone sharp and take a breath. And look, you know, I mean, I've said this to other people. I haven't been told anything.
Right.
But he's given that. I mean, Liam's, you know, he's a bit cheeky like that. He likes, you know, he's kind of, he likes to let you know that something's happening. And I you know, by what he said and what he suggested and the body language of the band, I mean, they really were in the zone. I mean, they were playing brilliant, Bonehead, Liam. Noel was just so expressive. And the new drummer, Joey, and you got Andy and Gem and all that. But I was watching them, you know, as a musician. And you tend to pick up on little nuances and shoulder drops and little nods. And I was thinking, these are really having it.
They're happy.
Not just going through
happy,
the paces.
Yes,
Liam's singing the
best
he's ever sung.
Yeah.
Noel's playing. There's a genuine love. They've remembered what it's all about. I mean, you know, how could you? Why would you let that slip again? You know.
And were you in Camp Liam or Camp Noel during the 16 years?
I've always got on with them both very, very well.
Very diplomatic.
So I'm one of these guys who kind of Noel's a brilliant songwriter. Whenever I see him, he's always been brilliant. Liam is the spirit. He's the and I love Liam for his honesty, really, you know, because when he gets in front of that mic, he gives it all he's got. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Listen, you have to go back to your photo shoot at Liverpool Football Club. Are they unbeaten so far this year?
Oh, Liverpool?
Yeah.
Well, they were.
Of course, they're unbeaten in the Premiership.
Yes, but they're still top of the league. I'm smelling that you're probably not an LFC fan. No, who's your team?
Right? Well, it's the other one there. That's a long time ago. I just like good football now, John.
You're tuning into Liverpool, then you'll be all right.
There you go. My son's my son and my dad and my brother, all Chelsea supporters. But I was.
Well, we play Chelsea at the weekend.
Yeah, this weekend, right? So that's.
I hope you have a terrible weekend, right?
Right. Look, what age are you? Will you act like a mature man, for God's sake? Right, John.
It's football. It does it to us, doesn't it? Yeah, I know, it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
It is. I'm trying to explain this to my 13-year-old son. You know, don't get upset. You know, it's only sports, it's only football. But anyway, he's like you.
It takes a long time to earn that wisdom.
Does it? Yeah.
I mean, I used to be so down for the whole week when Liverpool lost. Now I know it's just a game.
Good.
I still support them with my heart, but I know life. You know, I've got, you know, we're on a journey. We're all just passing through, really. Yes, like, you know, I'm not going to get upset about little things anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It comes 50, around 50. It does.
Wisdom, it's called.
Yes, yeah. Listen, John Power, I really enjoyed that chat.
Cass, nice one, Ray.
Are coming to Ireland and we'll talk again. Thanks, John. Thanks very much.
All right, bye, brilliant. Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.